This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. And if you're listening right now, you are well aware that this is our Valentine's fundraiser, and you're likely to know that our fundraisers include drawings for trips, and we offer you those for as thank yous to lucky listeners who call in or our sustainers as well. You know the drill, and then you get to hear the excited voices of our lucky winners when Eric gives them the call. But we rarely get to hear how the trip actually went. Today, we will find out about one of those journeys. Neris Levy used hers to broaden her artistic horizons and inspire creativity. Neris is an artist who lives in Carrboro, and she recently won a trip from WUNC to the destination of her choice. And she picked a boat trip down the Volga River in Russia and then turned that experience into an art exhibit at the Frank Gallery in Chapel Hill. Neris Levy is with us here today. Welcome and congratulations.
Well, thank you, Frank, and we always think of you as the other Frank.
The other Frank, that's right.
So it's a pleasure to be here with the other Frank from Frank Gallery.
What was it like to get that call?
Well, it wasn't a call because I was traveling, seeing my family, and there was a desperation this side looking for me. They had never had such a difficult time. And then they said, if you don't call within a week, we're going to give it away. And so I immediately phoned up and I found out that I had won a prize to anywhere. And so I satisfied all the requirements. I am a sustaining member. So as a sustaining member, these prizes go round and around.
That's right.
And
you don't even have to call.
And we are actually in there at every prize drawing.
So why choose this trip down the Volga? Tell us about it. What was the trip?
Well, I actually started off in Moscow. My deceased husband now, he was Russian Jewish, and I had grown up with the edge of Russian culture in our married life, especially food. And my mother-in-law did speak some Russian. And so there was also an emotional quality, you know, in our life. And so I decided I also wanted to go to Russia because I'd worked in the East and I'd worked in the West and I'd worked in Arctic countries. And this was the link. It felt like a link country, and it has such a rich history. And I had studied Russian history at the university, and it had such a rich cultural heritage that had been submerged and is now re-emerging. And I really knew that this would be a wonderful artistic experience because I'm also a landscape painter. And having visited polar regions, I do have a technique for traveling on boats and documenting as I go along. So I started off in Moscow and spent a number of days there living on the boat. And I have to say that your travel agent who comes with the prize, that's Maupin Travel in Chapel Hill and Luann Warren, made all the arrangements. And
comfortable ride, and then you were able to do these landscapes. So we were doing them from the boat, or did you
No, Moscow, you're there. And, you know, because I draw a lot, and, you know, cameras are banned from places like the Kremlin Museum. Mm. You can use an iPhone, believe it or not, but sketching is what I do and drawing. And so I was able to use my skills to document a lot of places that otherwise could not have been documented visually. So having spent 5 days in Moscow feverishly drawing, and I do take, you know, images after I draw, then traveling down the Volga to very, very small towns and meeting Russians. And even in Moscow, the guides were very high level, and most of them had degrees in art history. Mm. And then ending up in St. Petersburg, it was a total Russian experience because the boat goes to areas where there are even no roads, especially something called Kizzy Island, which was the first gulag. And so,
how different was this, or was it, for you as a landscape artist? You've done this before, and then you get to these places that are just utterly beautiful. Was it different for you?
Well, I'm used to drawing places. I started off at the age of 13 in Wales, drawing the mountains. I mean, if you're Welsh, you always are put in front of somewhere with a sketchbook. My grandfather was also a landscape painter from the mountains. So I suppose this was something I was used to. So I'm not embarrassed working in a crowd or drawing in front of people because, you know, the moment of encounter with the image is much more important than the people around me, you know, watching. And the images, you know, in Moscow and the river, it was a mixture of urban and rural, plus the encounters with people and meeting children who were learning their crafts in centers along the river. Very, very small towns where people were making things and carrying on the heritage and going into churches where a lot of money now is going back into the churches through this new government of Vladimir Putin's. A lot of money is going back. And so the churches are getting revamped a lot. And so the visual images of the architecture and the river, they were sort of unequaled.
Did you do a lot of research? Did you know what you were going to encounter?
Well, yeah, I mean, I did and I didn't, you know, until you actually see the finished product, you're not quite sure. But, you know, the waterway, being on the river, being on the Moscow to St. Petersburg waterway was also interesting because we went through 17 locks. We were also on a boat. So, you know, when you're doing your landscape from the boat, it's also moving.
Right.
So even though you're walking through Moscow and St. Petersburg, you're drawing and then the boat is moving. So there's a lot of movement. And so the work that I did is raw, a lot of drawings. And this process of work is something I actually not perfected, but I suppose I did a lot of when I worked in polar regions. I've worked in the Arctic and Antarctic, and I learned to work very, very quickly and decide.
And with mittens on.
Yeah, well, even a raw hand, which, you know, you can only do that in the Antarctic for 3 minutes, and then you could lose your hand. But in the Arctic, it's much warmer, which is the problem. And so basically, one has a skill, and one works very, very quickly, even with color, to document whatever it is. And it's an emotional visual experience.
And then did you take sketches back and work on them more when you got home?
Well, I have a sketchbook, and then I had some sketches on large pieces of paper. And actually, I was going to pick them up, and I have a framer, and he said, you are not going to touch them. So a lot of those ended up in the exhibit that just came down from Frank, but which is on my website, nerislevy.com. And so a lot of them are quite raw, but they are the immediate encounter. And so I think the immediate encounter is what people resonate with.
Yeah.
And I have work going in a show in November called Vanishing Ice of my polar sketchbooks. And these sketchbooks document the immediate encounter with the polar and polar landscapes in the Arctic and Antarctic. So I think there's something in these sketches that maybe if they're picked up, you lose and you destroy. You have to use them to create something else, but picking them up is not a good idea.
Thank you so much, Neris. Coming up, comedian Zach Galifianakis on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.